for the songs. So Bitrush IRC, as again, Bitrush was where everything started. This was the oldest channel. Before Bitrush, it was a smaller organization, but I took the name over because it's nice. And now with the growth, we had to split it up because not everyone wants to see the radio titles, not everyone wants to see the commits on an SCM, not everyone speaks French, not everyone speaks German. So it had to be split up, and it was more logic to say Bitrush redirects to the main channel, and that's Bitrush EN, so everyone easily knows what to talk there. So Bitrush EN, this is where we all meet most of the time. We have Friday night, we mostly have a music competition where we post random YouTube links of the music, which is nice now, depending on the mood, of course. And we mostly talk about topics of computer topics, what's new now, or sometimes I post some links on current news or what crap is happening in the software development world. So we have community fun about what Microsoft or Google is doing wrong all the time. So there are also discussions when someone has a question, and that is always reverse poo, OOP, it's poo, always remember that when someone tells you, oh, object-oriented programming could be nice. So next, we have Parlez-vous français? Je t'aime. Sprichst du Deutsch? Ich mag dich. Spreche Nederlands? Ich wind je leuk. Hopefully this was really wrong to spell. So actually, yeah, quite, the channels. But if and it's more planned. For example, when I have the interview in Germany, I told about shortly before that people can come in because there are really many people who can't talk English and they need some local support. And we have at least for every channel someone who knows the native language and can support. So that's at least one way to get to it. So we have the Bitrush Council. It's where only council members are in. Oh, Parasite is laughing about my Dutch. It was really wrong. I have to come to the real land and learn more. So Bitrush Council, it's where you see the decisions there, but it's all hidden a bit because we sometimes have to talk hard about what happens. And some people wouldn't like that. We only seldomly sacrifice virgins there to the gods. We are only like once a month. But it's needed, so we have more luck in our society. You don't want to see that, it's not politically correct at the moment. Now Bitrush Con, you're there. It's for planning and doing the current log for the conference. So we have centralized who joins is at the conference. Because there are some people at Bitrush EN who are not joining the conference. They're more lurkers or idlers. Then the Bitrush Radio. This is what Groovy was asking for. It's when you go there, you always see the current title played on the radio, so you follow it. I mean, you have this strange feature in some playlists or players where they show this icy title from Icecast, but depending on if I move to Go for the protocol for streaming, we won't have this feature there. And there you also have commands, actually it's just for members at the moment, where you can tell Anna to, but you have to be polite to her, so it's not that easy to find the right command to get to the next one. Like for example, you say Anna, please next one, not next one, it's please. Always be nice to her, it's Anna. Then there's Bitrush SCM. This is where most technical stuff happens. You see all commits of our channel, of our repositories, and would be as kind of skipping the title winner. There you have also some nice Easter eggs. Maybe I can show you one. For example, one if you try to commit something with which removes more lines than it adds, you will get a nice video. Or just commit a new tag, like new release, and I will like it. Yeah, when you fast push, Anna won't like you anymore because this is not really good. For those who don't know it, fast push is you override history, and this is something people don't like. But rice cooking, I already talked about this. It's where we mostly meet and then tell what we ever cooked today. Maybe I've seen the advertisement already where we sometimes cook shats, cats. No, we didn't already. It's just so you come there and talk to us. We mostly Weber cook noodles or lasagna or whatever. I think last time we. No, it was Weber cooking rice, yes. Well, Weber cooking, for people who don't know it, just go on YouTube and you'll find it. It's about cooking everything in a microwave. So, channel policies, it's all Bitradish council members have op rights in the channels. I hope I edited everyone. If anyone's missing, please tell me. Then me and Evil Bob, because we are the most active ones, have plus A, which means administration for all channels. And of course, always the Bitrush manifesto applies, not a COC or a COC. It means keep to the basic human rights, which means respect. But it doesn't mean you have to force someone that I don't like this word, don't use it. I mean, it depends on what you use and how often you use it. No code of cock, as you see. When you have seen some memes of Evil Bob about cock, it's not politically correct for the stream now. Don't do it, don't do it. I'm a virgin. And of course, expect a different opinion. We will come to this when we come to the discussion. There's some basic rule what you need to know, what is a discussion and what is not a discussion. And posting a Gundam video every day keeps the doctor away. That's what the doctor says. Here's Anna. She's greeting again. Here's her name, Anna Robert Mhudin. She's 27 years old. Gender is neutral. Your interest, Gunter, dancing, finding titles for URIs. Yeah, actually, it's now extended. She also gets you the web content. So her favorite flower is the beer flower. Color is yellow. And she's always cute. So Anna services, what does she does? When you post something on Bitrush EN, for example, she will post you the URIs and then now edit through HTML format from Planner Imports that it also shows you the content, because most of the time you have this Cloudflare censorship now on the internet, where Tor users can't see something easily, or you need, for example, some big JavaScript to actually see the content of the website. So she will try to retrieve it for you in case you're somewhere in nowhere, and it's only a Bitrush paste thing, so it's just text over Gopher. It's really nice. Then new postings from the index. This means when there's new news, it will be posted there and on the different language channels too. And for example, if you asked Anna what is something, maybe ask her what is Scrum, then you will get nice answers. Or ask for Quentin. She will tell the truth about Quentin. He's a nice guy, I think.
I guess.
But be careful, she will not follow home. She's shy. Some people already tried. So commands, for example, there's some random commands. Just type Anna help, and she will tell you in the PM what you can do with her. So show me the load. Actually, it's a bit sexist. And for example, Sudo, please make me a sandwich. She will make you a sandwich. Maybe ask without Sudo. Try it. Try it. Quink, no, Anna help won't work in con. You have to do it in the main channel.
Oh,
Only in there's only an EN have commands and in SCM and in the radio. The others one, she doesn't listen. So Anna internals, you can clone her internals. Yes. On the Git repository, there I think I committed nearly all scripts you need. Actually, it's more for internal development than for logging it. We use II from Suckless, which is really nice because you have a directory structure of which channels to go and can easily control permissions through Unix tools. And you will shortly see why it's so good to have this, because you don't have like one hidden thing. You have a file system, and in the file system you can easily send something to a channel from everywhere. And here's how it's run. It's first it runs a checker, so if Anna something happened to her because it's a script, it will restart the main server and this starts and joins the channel. I still have to find a bug why it sometimes happens so often, like in the morning, or I don't know if there's just one II bug or.
Yeah, this is a strange
Yeah, it's strange that Anna is reconnecting so often. So I have to find why this happens. Actually, now the restart works, so it's like Windows method I'm now using to fix it. And then the services are started. That's just bash things listening for what's coming in. So it's all multi-threaded, cluster ready, and cloud scalable. So how it's integrated? Look, that's how easy it is to send, for example, to the channels Bitrate.jn and FR. Bonjour, peuple. It's so easy. Everyone in the Bitrate group can do that. So you can use whatever script you have on the Bitrate server and send something out. People try to please help me, but they don't listen that they should do it on the Bitrate.jn. So, any questions, people? Anyone has some questions? We already answered the question for Groovy. Yes, otherwise, if you don't have questions, I will sing. Thank you. So, next is I will sh make a short break, and now everyone please post their joke on the channel. Everyone has to bring one, and then I will read them out so we laugh together, okay? Very good.